Good morning, happy housewives out there all around the world. Thank you for tuning in to the Happy Housewives Club podcast. This is Darla Shine. It is Friday. The sun is shining. It's beautiful here in New York. And I can't believe it, but we have finally Martha from California, from Chino Hills, who is joining us this morning. She finally got her headset. Welcome, Martha.
Woohoo!
Thank you. Woohoo!
I am so excited. Now, Dana just said woohoo even before I introduced her.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to teach these girls how to do radio.
Because she loves me.
How to do radio. You see, I wanted to talk to Martha for a few minutes and then introduce Dana, but now you know we're all together.
Sorry.
And it's okay, but the thing is, if with the three microphones, we have to make sure that we're not talking at the same time because otherwise no one will hear anyone. And the fun thing this morning, girls, that I want to talk about with you guys is I'm upset that I didn't make this Forbes list of billionaires. Did you see that list?
Yes. They were all men. What's up with that?
Can you believe, okay, they came up with 200 billionaires. Some people didn't even make the list. And the Walton family has $77 billion. So I want to marry one of those guys. I'm getting divorced. I'm leaving my husband, and I'm going after one of the Walton boys. What do you think about that?
I need to go after one of those two men. I swear I wanted to drop kick my husband to the curb the other night.
Ugh. Oh, you know what, though? Now, Martha, I can't hear you very well. You moved the microphone too far away from your face.
How's that?
Let me hear you.
Is that testing?
Okay, that's
testing.
Good. That's okay, good. Okay. So, Martha, you know, every time we speak to a new mom, even though you're mm-hmm. not a new mom, you've been a member of the website for so long, I like to mm-hmm. hear a little bit about your life in your part of the world. You're in Chino Hills, California, right?
Yes, that's right.
Now, I met Martha when I went out to California to do a mom event, and Martha forced me to eat a hamburger and french fries, which she proudly posted the photo on the website.
Hey, you better be nice to me, girl, because I have two more that are really, really good.
Go ahead. I'm an open book. I don't care. Unless it's a profile shot. If my nose is a profile shot, you cannot put it up there.
You know, you don't have a big nose. Hush up.
I do. I have a big schnozola.
No, I take the big nose and the skinny body you have. Thank you very much.
Once I marry one of the Walton boys, I'll have enough money to go get a body makeover and my nose job.
That's right.
So anyway, I'm looking at this thing on Forbes 400 richest people, and Bill Gates, you know, is number one. Then you have Oprah. Okay, who's number 242 ranking. She's worth $1.5 billion in Chicago. Of course, is Donald Trump. And you have George Lucas, Star Wars. Warren Buffett, which we all, you know who Warren Buffett is. But looking at this list, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I'm a little scared. These people are billionaires. What on earth do you do with that money? Dana, what would you do if you were a billionaire? I think it's ridiculous almost. How could you even... It's absurd. Let's put it that way.
It is absurd. And you know what? I follow, like, People magazine. I read it all the time. And I don't particularly care for, like, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. But I love when I heard in an interview that she did a while ago that she said she makes such a ridiculous amount of money, she would feel bad if she didn't give a lot of it away. And my understanding is they give away like a third of it. And I think that's what I would like to do. If I had that kind of cash, I would definitely try and really set up some good philanthropic programs. Philanthropic, sorry. It's my
like
Mid-Eastern.
You have to speak like a blue blood. You know what? Let me tell you.
I'm just a country girl.
I think it's absurd, and it's almost sickening, really. And I know I sound like I'm just an envious person here, but I'm really not. I think that what it is I'm just like a socialist. This is what I'm thinking, that I want to start a commune and become a socialist. What do you think? A Happy Housewives commune?
That sounds good to me.
We get a big piece of land somewhere. And instead of, at one time, what was it, Jacob? Who's the guy? Hugh Jacobs, who started polygamy? We could start a whole new way of life. The Happy Housewives commune. We farm. We grow our fruits and vegetables.
Organically.
We have everything organically. We all help watch each other's children. All we really need is, you know, some token penis. Really. if there was just some studs, we could have like farm studs. You know, the cows have, we have there are farm bulls, like the studs of the cows. We just need a couple of good looking guys roaming around on our compound for when we want to get laid. Oh, and other than that, it would be very nice. What do you think?
No.
Why?
Because then we'd all kind of,
oh, come
I don't
on,
know.
Dina.
Martha, don't you think it would be nice?
It would. Actually, I always tell my girlfriend, hey, I always tell my girlfriend, you know, if I was like that, I'd marry her and, you know, I'd go to work and she can keep the house.
Right. But the only problem is, would the women really get along? Because look at what's happening on The View. Yeah. Did you read the headlines this morning, ladies?
No. I was just reading that, yep.
On The View already, you have Elizabeth and Rosie O'Donnell are clashing.
Ooh.
And so this is good. You know, I'm offended that Rosie's on there. First of all, I should be there instead of her, don't you think?
Oh, yes. You know what? You would totally represent the ones of us that stay home. Hello?
You know, I would also represent normalcy. Hello?
Exactly.
I'm having sex with a man. Not that I care, honestly. I mean, I have three of my closest friends happen to be lesbians. And my two girlfriends are married to each other. They have three adopted children. I love them. I adore them.
Oh, yeah.
But I really think, and I've said this on the last podcast, it's becoming more in style to be gay than heterosexual. And having Rosie up there is a representation of that. And yes, I am annoyed that I'm not up there, so there is that little bit of tension going on with me. But she's up there, she's saying all these wild things. I don't know if you've been watching.
You know, I haven't. You know what's weird is I was reading her blog, and something went on with that, because Barbara Walters was not liking the idea that she was talking so much on the blog, too.
Well,
so.
Rosie said Oprah was a little bit gay the other day, and she's acting a little gay. Now, I've been saying for years that Stedman is just the stud front. That's what I think.
She's not very cute at all. Ooh.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it is a possibility maybe that she is gay. These are rumors that, you know, have been circulating. And when rumors circulate for many years, I'm never getting on that show after saying that, am I?
They're deleting our emails as we speak.
And then Rosie said the other day that radical Christianity is just as threatening as radical Islam. Did you see that?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that I seriously wanted to punch her lights out. I didn't like that comment, yeah.
So she's really putting some – listen, as someone who is a television producer in my former life, what Rosie's doing is brilliant because she knows she's throwing out some controversy. Mm-hmm. And the ratings have gone up 30% since she came on. If the ratings didn't go up when she came on, then ABC would not say, oh, well, it was a great idea putting her on. But now she's saying all this wild stuff. They're getting all this publicity, right?
Yep. Right.
And so, you know, maybe she's smarter than we think. I don't know. I like Rosie. I think she's funny. I'm just jealous that I'm not on the show. Maybe Elizabeth will leave and I could take her job. What do you think?
I think so. But have you watched the Today Show with What's-Her-Face, Meredith? I'm not sure I'm liking her yet.
You know, I haven't even watched it since she went on. I am not a fan of the Today Show. I usually watch CBS in the morning.
Yeah, I'm kind of switching over, I think.
You know, I really got sick of watching, what's her name? I
Katie
can't even
Couric.
Think of her name. Katie Couric.
Yeah, well, she was
Dana,
cute once
are you
in a while.
With us?
Yeah, I am. I'm listening.
What do you think? Did you like Katie?
I don't like Katie. She's too perky. I mean, I'm just not, you don't need that kind of perkiness in the morning.
You see, now, I don't think Katie's really perky. To me, Katie looks mean. Like, if you look at her, she's like really looks like someone who like wants to stab you in the back. Like, I can't trust her as a girlfriend. I can watch any woman that I can't trust as a girlfriend. Meredith Vieira seems like a trustable girlfriend, don't you think?
I think she seems to be more down to earth, and I could be wrong, but I like Meredith Vieira a lot better than Katie Couric.
Yeah, and back to Katie Couric. She's making $12 million a year now. She didn't make the billionaire list. She's living quite comfortably. And if you girls don't know this, I mean, what happens is you get lots of perks. All those clothes, you know, they're clothed by the top designers who at the end want their store credit up or their designer credit up. So, you know, all the beautiful shoes and the clothes, I mean, they're given. The celebrities are given everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the thing that I don't get is when did the news person become such a celebrity?
Exactly.
You know, when did this happen? I went into journalism. This is what my field is. When I got out of school, this is what I went into. And when I got out of school, it was like a totally different field. And now the news people are like stars.
Exactly. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And when did this happen? But, you know, did any of you girls read my new blog yesterday?
Oh, you have one up? I didn't read it yet. Usually that's the first thing I do.
Well, it hasn't been put on the main page yet, but...
Okay, well, if that would explain it.
Yeah,
it's about the mom, the young mom. Yeah.
A girl that... My best friend Lucy from college, and, you know, we know each other since then. Mm-hmm. Her neighbor, who she grew up with, this girl Meryl, who anytime I was at Lucy's family functions or whatever Lucy had going on, Meryl, of course, was always there. So you know the way you know someone through someone?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, Lucy called me hysterical, crying, that Meryl died. Now, so she died 2 days ago, 40 years old, mother. Okay? She has a 6-year-old and a 5-year-old. And what happened is she had, you know, a heart condition, and a few years ago they had to replace a valve in her heart. And mm-hmm. so she had open heart surgery. And so she just passed away. And it just made me really think about how short our lives are.
Yeah.
How quick mm-hmm. it could go by. And mm-hmm. it's just, you know, so today, my new mission for the day, Dana, and you know last night I was fighting with my husband, but my new mission is to be better, nicer, sweeter, to get along better with my husband, and really to just think of Meryl, because she was the sweetest, nicest girl, and she's gone, and all these murderers and rapists are walking around. Can you explain this to me?
Yeah, and they lived till, like, what, 110?
Really? They're sitting on death row. Our tax dollars are paying for them.
Yeah, going mm-hmm. to college, getting degrees.
Now, I'm against the death penalty, so I'm not going to say go ahead and just kill them and get rid of them. But, you know, why? I don't understand God's plan. It doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't think I think that God's plans are so much bigger than we are, and I think that we just have no way of comprehending them. Mm-hmm. And I have a hard time, because a lot of times when tragedy happens, people ask the question, and I think you might have done it on your blog, Darla, you know, why did God let this happen? Mm-hmm. Well, God doesn't let those things happen. God's not this mean, iconic thing up in the sky that's saying, well, they're going to live and they're not. I think it's bigger than that. I think it's through choices that people make. Not that Meryl, in this case, chose to die, but I think that choices that other people make have a lot to do with it. And I also believe that once our lives are fulfilled according to what God wants us to do, I think then at that time, you know, it's time for us to go home. And so that's kind of my perspective, and I know it's probably a little deeper than you wanted, but there you go.
No, listen, I like deep. I want to be able to have, you know, conversations on the website and on the podcast that really, you know, touch what people are really thinking about. And I think a lot of people, I mean, Martha, you are in your 40s. I just turned 40. Dana, you're mm-hmm. still in your 30s.
Yeah. Woohoo!
But, you know, as you get older, I'm really starting to think about, Martha, I mean, you must go through this. Like, what happens if something happened to me? What's going to happen to my children? Who is going to raise these kids? Mm-hmm. I mean, Martha, do you have a plan?
I think about, well, because, you know, Rick's older, what, 15 years older than me, so he's 56. But I know for me, there's my mom and dad, and then I have three sisters, and there's one of them that I would totally, completely trust with the kids. But, you know, I don't dwell on it because, you know, God promises a long life until we're ready. When I heard, you know, young moms passing away at such a young age, I do the same thing, like, God, you know, what's up with that? But we don't know his plan.
I know. So, but that's it. That's what I was thinking about. And then yesterday, because I was in such a bad mood, Bill came home, and everything he did made me sick. Everything he did annoyed the crap out of me. If I could have choked him to death in his sleep, I would have done it. He walks in the house. First of all, he walks through Manhattan into the subway, walking on every homeless person's pee. Okay? And then he gets on the subway, and then he walks into my foyer, in through my kitchen, with these city scum shoes. Dragging all these shoes. I have asked him every single day to leave his shoes at the back door. He doesn't. He walks through the house into the den. Hello, Johnny's home. Woo woo! Fun time! Wildness! Now it's 9 o'clock at night. I have the kids all ready to go to sleep. They're laying on, you know, they're laying on the couch, dozing off in their pajamas. Now Bill's tickling, wrestling, throwing them in the air. They're all riled up. I want to friggin' kill him.
Okay, but the flip side is, at least he came in the door and did that.
Oh, and don't not give me just this crap.
No, I'm serious. I'm like being the voice of
reason. She's not buying it. She's not buying it.
I'm at the point, honestly, that I see no reason. I think I'm better off just being by myself. I said to my husband, get a girlfriend and stay at her house during the week. Just come home on Saturday and Sunday. My life is easier if he does not come home at night.
You know what's weird is Rick worked at Target, a second job at Target a couple years back, and I swear I loved it.
Really? Yeah, easier.
It was.
You know, so Bill's throwing the kids in the air. They're all riled up. Then he goes upstairs to open his mail, make some phone calls. So now I'm stuck getting the kids calmed down again. So now I go after him. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Will you go and, you know, you go and get the kids to bed. So this is what he does. He brings the kids up. He's like, go to bed. And then he goes and watches TV. So my kids didn't fall asleep until almost 11 o'clock.
Oh, no.
I am so aggravated. I told him last night, I got in bed. I looked at him. I said, let me tell you this. Number one, either you're home every night before 8 o'clock. Like, I want you home at 7 to 7:30. Or don't come home. Don't come home. Stay in the city. Go find a girlfriend, stay at her house, or just come home at 10 o'clock. But you cannot come home when the kids are awake and rile them up. It disrupts everything, and it makes me so frustrated. And we all know I have a heart condition now. I'm ready to die any minute.
Stop saying that, Darla.
But I can tell you, I can feel my heart palpitating now every time I get upset. It's like boom, 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 boom. I don't need this much aggravation. So anyway, okay. My husband looks at me, and this was it, girls. He looks at me, and he's like, oh, you're just upset something else is bothering you. Does your husband do that to you?
Yes.
They never think it's them. They always think that I'm just taking out my frustration on on other things out on him.
Well, mine will say, is that time of that month? And I'm like, no.
Mine said that one time, and I went after him because, oh, I hate that. It's like, can I be grumpy just because I want to be grumpy? Does it have to be that time of the month?
I know. Yeah. And then they're allowed to come home and be grumpy and, you know, and then the minute I get grumpy, it's not allowed. I want to come home to a nice, calm house.
Yeah.
That's what your husband says?
Yeah.
So, well, the thing that really makes me crazy is that I'm trying with all my might to be the supportive wife. I really do not want to attack my husband when he comes home. I want, you know, I have all these visions of sugar plums dancing in my head that when my husband comes home, we're going to be lovey-dovey and kissy-wissy, and then we're going to make mad passionate sex. And all day I think about all these great things, and then he walks in the door and, like, it's a nightmare. All my visions of happiness just fly out the window. So now I'm thinking maybe me being a happy housewife is just an illusion. It's all in my head. It's not really – it's not reality.
It's all fake.
My next book is that's going to be the heading. It's all fake. You cannot happen. I tried. I tried it, girls. No, seriously. You know what? On an average, you know, on the average lifespan, there are going to be days that totally suck.
Mm-hmm.
And there are going to be times that are totally good. Now, look at you, Martha. Just last week, you were blogging about, oh, I love my husband. He's the best husband. And then 2 days later, like, I hate this bastard.
I know. Did you want to slap me the first time?
But did you see what I wrote? It's about time. I'm so happy that you finally had a bad day. I was so sick of you saying how wonderful everything is every minute. Oh, he's so great. He's so perfect. La, la, la.
Oh, I'm telling you.
You know, you cannot have a healthy relationship if once in a while you don't have a fight.
I agree.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, can you come up with any couple that never gets into an argument? It's impossible.
You know, I have a funny little story. My aunt, this was, I don't know, 8 years ago. It was right after Phil and I had met. And my aunt met what was going to be her fourth husband. And and they never fought. they just never fought. For like the first couple of years they were together, they never ever once had a fight. And I was so concerned about her. And I mean, I sat my aunt down and I said, Susan, you have to have a fight, even if you just pick one out of the air. If you don't, something's wrong, you know. And she laughs about it now. But I mean, they've finally had their arguments and stuff.
Well,
but
I don't think, wait a minute. I think that, you know, there are some couples that have this like soul meeting, love of a lifetime, adoreness. And when you're first together, like, everything is glory. And you mm-hmm. may not have any argument. My husband and I, Bill and I, seriously, when we first got married, okay, the whole year I wanted to get divorced. It was like the worst year of my life. The worst year of my life. And, in fact, that is on my list of another thing I want to write. You know, the first year of marriage is no honeymoon. Nobody tells you when you're getting married. Well, whose phone is that?
That's mine. Sorry.
That's okay. Go answer it. So no one tells you the first year that you're going to be married that it could be really hard, right?
Right, and there's nothing that's going to prepare you for it.
Nothing prepares you for it, but the thing is, once you get through that first year, the next 2 years were glorious. We never fought. We had the best time. Like, it was almost like we had to get used to living together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and we really had a great time. After, and I documented it, because what happened was, after the first year, we sat down, we had a big discussion. I told him, you know, this is not the way I expect our marriage to be. Then we really got close. We really came together. And this is what scares me, is so many people, I think, run from their marriages. They get divorced too easily.
I agree. Yep. I think a lot of times when you know, once that initial, you know, head in the clouds thing wears off and people realize how hard it is, a lot of times they just don't want to deal with how hard it is, and they don't want to make the effort to work through it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why in a lot of cases, not all, certainly not all, but a lot of cases, people make the choice to divorce. And I know in my case, I've had many times over the course of our marriage where I looked at him, I'm like, I'm done. And he'll be like, nope, we're not done. We're not dead yet, so we're not done. And he wouldn't allow me to mentally get to that place, you know, where I was truly done. It was always reeling me back in.
Right, but are you a baby like me? Like, Martha, how long are you married?
23 years.
Have you ever, like, gotten an argument with a husband? You said, that's it, I want a divorce, I'm moving out.
Oh, hello. He used to call me 4 years in a row. He called me Miss August, because I always did in August.
Every time I get mad at Bill, every time I'm like, that's it, this marriage is over, I'm leaving, I want a divorce. So, you know, and I know that there are some people who never say that, but I'm always throwing that out there. Like, and I'm such a baby. Like, Bill can spill the milk, and I'm like, that's it, I want a divorce. I'm leaving. So there's no threat to it anymore. But recently I did try and make a pact with myself. I said, I'm not going to tell him that I want a divorce anymore. I'm not going to do that to him. But then mm-hmm. I did it last night.
Last night you had a hard night. I read your thing from last night with the dog and stuff.
Yesterday was a bad day. I woke up in the morning with diarrhea all over the house. Patty had the runs in the middle of the night and shit all over the place. So I'm gagging. I'm holding a sock over my mouth, wiping up the crap, and it's mushy and has blood in it.
Oh, that is the worst.
So I'm gagging, and it's bad enough that I have to, you know, clean the whole house, not to clean diarrhea on top of it. So I clean up. I get the kids ready for school. Then Lucy calls me, tells me Meryl died, which was, you know, obviously a horror. Then later in the day, I find out that this house, when I was buying this house, there was another house behind me that I was going to buy. Make a long story short, that house just sold and made a huge profit in 3 years, and my house has gone down in value.
Oh, my gosh.
That would have been the kicker.
So then I was annoyed all afternoon that I bought the wrong house. Then Bill comes home, annoys the crap out of me. And then last night, when everything was settled and I'm finally on the internet with my cup of hot tea, reading the boards, I went to feed the freaking fish, and I dropped the entire jar of fish pellets on the floor. And I had to vacuum the whole kitchen.
Poor
so
Darla.
It was a crazy day, but you know, some days you have just crazy days, and hopefully mm-hmm. today will be a good day. And what are you girls doing today? Martha, what are you doing?
I got to go back to the school and finish a bulletin board that I was helping out with the teacher.
Oh, good.
And it's a short day today.
What about you, Dana?
I am trying to find a home for this puppy. Mm-hmm. That's my job today.
Oh, how cute. You won't keep him?
Oh, you know, I would love to. He's so cute, but we already have 3 dogs and 2 cats, so we're kind of maxed out.
You're maxed out.
Yep.
Well, go to the store, stand in front of the store, and look for someone to take the dog.
Yeah. Picky, though. I am so picky. I was able to find a home for his sister the other day, and I grilled her. I'm like, you know, is he going to live inside? Are there other animals? Are you going to, you know, spay the puppy? I'm picky.
Well, I think that there should be a law that we should pass. I really want to see if we can enact this, that anyone who leaves their dog outside overnight in the winter
should be shot.
Well, they should have to be tied to a tree overnight in the winter naked.
Yeah,
naked.
Let's see how they like it. Exactly.
See how they like it. You know, I have called the police. Where I live, everyone is, like, huddled up in their homes, and no one wants to talk or say anything. In reality, they just like to make believe nothing bad is happening.
Mm-hmm.
So last year, in the middle of the winter, on the coldest nights, I kept hearing this dog howling.
Aww.
And I kept calling the police, and I was driving around. I could not find the house where this dog was. But I'm haunted by this sound, and I'm thinking this winter, if this poor dog, if he's still alive, if he's going to have to endure another winter like this.
Aww.
And even the summers, is this dog out there in the dead of the heat without water?
Probably. Anybody who keeps their animals outside just has no regard. It just irritates me.
It's so sad.
They're dumb when it comes to animals. It makes me mad.
Ugh. It's really sad. But on that note, girls, let's go have a great day. We will have tomorrow's Saturday and Sunday, so have a great weekend. Have a great weekend, and we'll all chat next week. Martha, did you have a good time?
Had a great time. Love it.
Okay, good. All right, girls, tell everyone to buy Happy Housewives in paperback. Dana, did you send out that newsletter?
This morning.
Send it out. We have to get to number one.
Yes.
Number one. Show the world Happy Housewives are in style. We are hot mamas.
That's right.
All right, girls. Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.